3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, a.k.a. Mega Man. This is episode 292, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. What's the topic, everyone? Censorship. But first things first, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that listened to episode 291, Conspiracy Talks, the Harbor Area. I had a lot of people, major people, that was like, yo, you just fucking blew my mind. And the thing is, I like it when people want to research to see if it's true or not. And that's what I want to do. I really want to tell my side of the story, my predictions, my assumptions, the research I did to make a really good episode. And I want you guys to find it. And, you know, a lot of people like, yo, I didn't know about this. It's like the whole, like, it's almost like the last topic of the Harbor Area about a certain country stole the nuclear secrets and also killed the two brothers of the Kennedys. And it's pretty deep. And it blew a lot of people's mind, because a lot of people think like, oh, nothing good comes out of the Harbor Area or this. Like, well, when you keep on searching, there's going to be certain things that are going to come out where the elite, the government, and certain people don't want to talk about. Even with the whole situation, what happened with Gary Webb, you know, exposing the CIA with the whole Contra of them pushing drugs into South Central, to Harbor Area, and also to different cities around the United States. I mean, a lot of people don't even know about that, but I just want to say thank you to everyone that that listened to the episode. I mean, I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And I want to get into this subject called censorship. And because it's going to change a lot of our lives. It's also, we're not going to have our opinions because everything is being blocked, shadow banned, deactivate, anything because of the left. Because there's been a lot of scandals. I'll tell you what happened with me, the reason why I'm getting restricted. I'm having a lot of censorships on my part, and I just only have an Instagram. Twitter, I kind of only have 2 or 3 followers, but it's the stuff that I post, and they don't like it. I've been surveillanced. They've been monitoring my page, monitoring my DMs, my comments. I had a couple cars follow me. I had a person that put an Apple track on mine to see where I'm at. Just certain things. And also the weird thing is, it's very scary. For almost 2.5 weeks, I had my banks froze because what I've been doing. And this is the thing about censorship. It's a social credit score. Whatever you do at work, whatever you post, it kind of decreases or increases your credit. And the stuff that I pushed out, I was kind of more scared. Be like, yo, this is no joke. I remember there was a podcaster a couple years ago when the COVID lockdowns happened. He was going hard in the paint, all the jabs and everything. And he got scared. You know, he was on the FBI watch and they froze his bank accounts. I mean, they can do that to anyone. And this is, I'm not surprised, but it's kind of shocking. Because on one of the surveillance, I wish I had, but Instagram deleted it. And on one of the surveillance, you could hear a person in the background say, how does this Mexican person know all this stuff? You know, it's almost like in a way, it's like saying Hispanics, Latinos, Latinas are very uneducated. They're not intelligent, you know, but I'm going to tell you, I beg to differ. Because the thing is, there's one thing about me, guys and ladies, I always do my research 24/7, because the thing is, I don't want to regurgitate. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. I really just want to push out the truth, because I remember back then with the podcast, I got all big headed and everything. Those days are done. The days of then and what I'm doing now is really different, because I care about you guys and ladies. I care about the community. I want you guys and ladies to wake up, because it really hurts my heart that a lot of you guys and ladies, even the ones that I support or maybe I parted ways, and I see you guys do posting this stuff on Instagram or this social media platform, I know you guys and ladies are living your life, but at the same time you guys are doing that, you don't know what the government or the elite are doing when we're just kind of, you know, occupied, just drinking, living life, talking shit, bashing, where the elite, the governments, the families are doing some shady fucking shit. And the reason why I got censored is because I had over close to 46 to maybe 48 images and videos of advanced civilizations passing the ice wall. Believe me, you don't. But you know what? Is this something where it's like, and also I got a lot of shit that I post a lot of Dr. Sebi, you know, of curing a lot of diseases. And this is where it alarmed, you know, some people and got to the point I had fake social media platforms. I even had like people in the, I don't want to say, I'm just saying the government, they're just watching certain things that I do because I figured the matrix out. A lot of people, you guys should figure out the matrix because it's a pyramid where there's levels to this. And since I had the images and the videos and everything in my phone, what they did is that the censorship is so bad because it goes back to the Trumps where the elections were fraud, or Capitol Hill and this and Twitter, the left were doing anything and the corruption with Joe Biden. This goes years and years back. You know, when you hear about the story of Edward Snowden, talked about it like, yo, you got to shut this off. Don't have this. Don't have that. They're really want to like see what you're doing. Like, you know, privacy is always a must, but not with the government. They want to know if there's any terrorists, what you're doing, what you're doing with your money. It's crazy. And what happened was they went through my phone when I was asleep. It was vibrating all funny. At the same time, this happened around 4 o'clock in the morning. They, with any certain type of technology, they were looking on my phone. And at the same time, my iPad was in the table in the kitchen. They were looking for certain things. And I was like, what the heck? I couldn't even go on my iPhone. It's like, hey, what's going on? At the same time, they were on both my two boys' cell phones looking for certain things because I had images and pictures of advanced civilizations past the ice wall. Because a lot of people say, are there more land? Yes, there is more land. Like, they're not going to tell you that shit. What do you think in a way when Admiral Burns, like, pretty much in a way discovered what was more civilizations? This is where they formed NASA. This is where they formed the United Nations and everything. We don't want no one to know. It's like this. It's like when you're born and you get a birth certificate and you get your social securities, you're slaves to one of the 200 families who control this whole earth. Who knows? There could be more lands. We don't know. But the thing is, they do not want a lot of people to push out the truth. And so that's why I've been so restricted. They've been watching. I even have friends tell me like, yo, Mega Man, I'm scared. I can't fuck with you. So why? Dude, I had people come to my house. Yo, I had people looking at my DMs like, yo, you know this person? It's like, yeah. It's like, okay. It's something's really deep. This is not made up. And that's why a lot of people don't want to fuck with me because I know too much. I'm like deep in it. And this is not to get views and clout. It's to figure out what the fuck is really going on. So a lot of this stuff was changing of this year. But when the COVID times happened, this is where Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and certain social media platforms were banning certain people for pushing out the truth. And for some kind of reason, you know, they blame China. They're just trying to figure something out to be like, hey, this is a national security. So what happened is March 7th, 2023, the Restrict Act laws come into effect because the whole situation they needed. Yo, we need like a social media platform where, oh shit, you know, how about TikTok? They're owned by China. They're doing surveillance. Anything what they can do to pretty much in a way, you know, if it's going to be for TikTok, it's going to be for Facebook. It's going to be for Rumble, Twitter, anything and stuff like that. You can't really speak your mind. Honestly, you just can't. And if you go against the left, because I remember these times where in the lockdowns happened, you had Black Lives Matter, you had LGBT, you had the corruption, the Senate, the Congress, the left, the FBI, the CIA. I mean, they were going after certain people. And because people are waking up, it's like, hey, 3 years, I don't know what to do. I'm going to start doing research. And that's when people start waking up. But at the same time, when we post the truth or what's going on, they would censor us. They would ban us. They would delete us because we don't want these types of people waking up a lot of billions of people around the world from their deep sleep. Because this is the thing. This is one of the reasons why they're putting all these laws to keep us down. They don't want us to get up, because if we all wake up, you know, that's it for the families. They can't control us anymore. Because you got to remember, the 200 families, they control this country. They control the world. But the corporations is the United States. It's not Biden. It's the corporations like Vanguard, you know, BlackRock. And BlackRock has a lot of money. And they're giving a lot of money to these social media platforms, you know, Instagram, you know, Facebook, you know, they DuckDuckGo, they're going after Twitter, they're going after Rumble. If they go after Rumble, man, that's a very big thing. And also at the same time, they're going after Spotify and Patreon, they're going after Zelle's, PayPal, you know, Venmo, anything, and just anything, because they want to know about what we're doing. BlackRock, I'm telling you, the ones who really control the social media platforms is BlackRock, Israel, in China. I'll say that again. BlackRock, Israel, China. If I want to say this too, Vanguard as well. You're welcome. So the thing is, you just have to be very careful. And also, if you guys are on Instagram and you guys are always getting shadow banned, this, whatever, you need to really know, you know, like when people say, hey, Mega Man, I got shadow banned or deactivated. They didn't give me a reason why. Well, I found out. You have to really look at the community guidelines, because they're changing their policies. A lot of these social media platforms, they are changing their policies. Even any apps, anything. I mean, they're collecting data. You can't say this, you can't say that, because you have your information. And let's say, for example, I'm banned. I was banned for like 2.5 weeks. But if I'm actually banned, I'm screwed. No banks would want me. I can't even get a Zelle. I can't get a Venmo. I can't go any social media platforms, because when you type in your name, your date of birth, your social securities, all that, it's in the system. This is what I was telling you guys and ladies, the social credit score. Whatever you do, wherever platform you go, your social credit score is going to follow you, and it's going to know, oh, we had situations with Mega Man with this platform. Watch out for him. And that puts a red alert on a lot of people for pushing out the truth. And this is one of the reasons why when you go to your Instagram, and you're always telling me people, hey, I'm always getting demonetized. You need to go to your accounts. You can go to your monetization. If you have a professional dashboard, you can click on that, or you can click on brand contents. And what it does is it tells you, oh, okay, I got 2 greens. Oh, maybe you're eligible, maybe you're not. And when you click on that, it will tell you if you have a little triangle that's dark orange and it's like a little question mark and the other ones are green or blue, it's going to tell you right there, hey, it's going to tell you how many violations you had. And I had counted at the time was 269. I counted, I had 400, almost close to 400 violations. I had 23 community guidelines. And this is the thing. I'm very, very picky of what types of pictures and what types of videos I post. It's like you don't want to cross the line, but you want to be right there in the border. And what I found out is a lot of people are getting demonetized because they're trying to keep it squeaky clean how YouTube is. You can't say this, you can't cuss, you can't smoke, you can't drink. They want to keep it squeaky clean because that's how, you know, because it's all woke, it's all liberals, all left. They're just trying to make it where if you're conservative, if you're blunt and you care about free speech and you want to say what you want to say, they're going to block you because there's a lot of people who are very, very sensitive. When the lockdowns happened, people committed suicide. They're on drugs and everything. They were like, you know, fuck all this. There's too much chaos and stuff. We got to keep it kumbaya. And this is what we're going to do on Instagram as well. So on Instagram, what I found out is that you cannot post any drugs. You can't post guns. You can't post any alcohol. You cannot support any small businesses. You cannot support corporations without their approval. You can't support, they will take your videos down if you have graffiti or stickers in the backgrounds, anything. There is super, super tight. And if you're like cussing or if you're doing this or, I mean, they're just going to take you down. If you speak, oh, and I'm going to tell you guys, ladies, one thing. If you're going to go hard in the paint, I found out is if you do in a video on your iPhone, on your Rio or anything, and you want to just want to speak your mind and say what you want to say, they monitor what you say with their words, with their new AI technology, where it's like, hey, I'm not going to pay this person to monitor you. I have AI. This is the whole new system of the AI. It controls who we are, what we see, what we think, what we watch. I mean, there is a documentary on Netflix called Social Dilemma. I'm telling you guys, watch it. Social Dilemma. I'm going to say it one last time. Social Dilemma on Netflix, a documentary. It will blow your mind. And the thing is just that if I'm going to say something how I really feel, Instagram on the Reels, they will have a little blue light that will come on like an arrow, like, you know, like you're going right. And it will say on the bottom. And when I click on it, it wouldn't have my voice. You can have the video, but it's like muted because it knows that because the reason why they muted because it's going to trigger. It's going to wake up a lot of people. So what they're doing is they're canceling. They're going to go hard in the paint, silencing and muting certain people. Because you got to remember, the reason why we're getting all this censorship is because next year, there's going to be an election for the presidential election for 2024. There is a rumor that we might not have it because we might go into a civil war. What do you think in a way you're seeing all this stuff going on with the FEMA, the test, get ready for September, get ready for October. Every time that I post real, real serious stuff and not no fuck around, you better wake up, everyone. The lockdowns are going to happen. You know, they're censoring what I post. I can't post anything about Hawaii anymore. What's going on? You hear those rumors about, you know, the stories about Bill Gates, the mosquitoes, and pretty much in a way they have these mosquitoes, and you can look it up, that they have scanners on them and they're going to start putting these mosquitoes out into certain areas because the AI, the technology controls the mosquitoes to go to certain areas. These mosquitoes would have COVID, malaria, certain any type of diseases for you to die. And I got censored because the thing is, it's a depopulation. So if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, we need to be at 500 million people in this whole earth. So that means in a way we have over close to 9 to maybe 11 billion people. So a lot of people, it's almost like that movie with the Avengers, Thanos, like, you know, snap of a finger, you know, I'm gonna save you so you can live on because it's too overpopulated. There's rations here, whatever. So they're trying to figure out a way to pretty much in a way like kill us all. And I get censored for that stuff because I'm letting you guys and ladies know. And I know I'm used to it if people believe me or not, or if you're going to mock me and all. But when this shit really does happen, it'll be too late. And this is one of the reasons why the censorship is so, like, it's over the wall to the point. I know podcasters, I know content creators, they're like, I'm done. I can't be myself. I can't post anything. There's even podcasters who really go deep into the deep state, and their episodes usually it'll be processing maybe in a day and it'll be out to listen the next day. It's pretty much in a way they're blocking it, or you won't even hear that episode in 4 or 5 months. That's how bad it is because they're hearing everything that we're doing or we're saying or we do lives. So it's pretty much, I'll give you an example. I do a podcast from, you know, once a week or twice a week with the homie King Mexico. We've been censored so much, and we had our page, you know, get flagged, you know, strikes, surveillance, monitored. I know the homie King Mexico was saying, I don't get it. I should be getting more numbers and this. Like, hey, I got more numbers than you. But the thing, when I told him, it's like, this is why you're getting shadow banned. He's like, what? And I had to tell him step by step, this is what you do. And all of a sudden, once you clean up that page of, all, you know, deleting the videos, the pictures, cleaning up the community guidelines, all of a sudden, you get all your numbers back. You get everything back. I remember I hate to name drop. I don't want to, but I'll just say there's a talented TikToker, you know, Instagram. We all know him. I know him personally. I didn't know he was getting paid. He's like, yo, I can't do shit. What am I going to do? I make a lot of money because he brings a lot of numbers. But this is the thing. When you have the changing of the guard and you bring in a person who's going to clean everything all up and kind of like block or blind or shadow ban or pretty much the way being banned of the right, the conservatives, the ones who are anti-establishment, I mean, you don't agree with this, they're going to come after you. And that's what they did with me in King Mexico. They went after us. And it sucks. And I'll tell you, I'll say this. It's creepy. Because you don't know what you're getting yourself into when you get into the deep states. And this is one of the reasons why, guys and ladies, that a lot of podcasters don't want to fuck with me no more. Because there was two podcasters that I'm not going to say, but they got their whole page and their whole video, everything deleted because I was on. And I told them, I told you, you had me on. You shouldn't be getting mad, but you took the chance. And they thought like, oh, I thought you were just fucking around. I'm just like, no, this is not no fucking around. This is serious shit. And they get all mad like, this is your fault. I said, no, this is your fault. You invited me on. I told you the consequences and you still took a chance. And now because of them, they don't do podcasts no more. So that's why in a way, when major podcasters say, oh, I want to bring you on, I always tell them, I'm just going to let you know, be careful because I'm going to go hard in the paint and I'm going to push out a lot of facts. And I always tell this, if you want Mega Man to be a guest on your show, I'm not doing no fucking woke YouTube. I will go on Spotify, Patreon, Twitter, and Rumble. That's it. But they just don't get it. And at the same time, I noticed people been changing on Instagram. Like, people don't give a fuck. Like, hey, if a road ends, okay. Okay, those are the ones, they're going to be gone first. Straight up, I'm just going to keep it 100. The other ones are worried because they're worried about like an Armageddon or worried about a rapture. Rumors are saying that might happen, or worried about an invasion, a foreign invasion. I mean, we got to worry about things, but who's to blame? This is not our fault. This is our government. This is what you wanted, you know, the lockdowns. You all wanted for all this crap. Look what happened. Now our country is like divided into a whole bunch of different parts. And it's like our government doesn't give a fuck about us because we're expendable. But at the same time, they're doing shady stuff. Let me think about it. Every time that I post something like, hey, we're in debt, you know, for $33 trillion. What's up with this? What's up with Biden's laptop? Or no, I get censored because pretty much in a way, we already know who Mark Zuckerberg works for. And it's not for himself. It's for BlackRock corporations. Own this whole fucking, like, or North America, but also over the world. You can't say what you want to say anymore. You know, they're blocking a lot of conspiracy theorists. They think like you're liars, you're this. I mean, we're losing our free speech. You can't say anything because what happened was when people thought like, oh, Trump did this, Trump did that. I know you left, you liberals, LGBT, black, you got to say your shit. It don't matter. It don't matter because, you know, that shit was all a scam. You guys did this for a reason, because this was already set up by the left. So now, in a way, they're trying to ban a lot of people. I'll give you an example. On YouTube, they got rid of Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit podcast, Andrew Tate, because they're bringing back masculinity. The elite, the government, don't want masculinity. They want to focus on feminists, LGBT, communists, the woke stuff and everything. Because when you bring masculinity back, we bring our confidence back. We're not like, no, we're gonna fight. So that's one of the things where they don't like certain people, like Trump, Fresh and Fit, Ryan Dawson, Andrew Tate. I mean, the list goes on and on. But with Fresh and Fit, they kicked them out. Even though they had over billions and billions of views and numbers, they were helping and saving millions of men's lives. And because of who they are, and they already knew, like, wait, we can't have these motherfuckers, because they already figured out the matrix, and we can't stop all these men, because now everyone's being confident. We're losing money. We want chaos. We want drama. We want single parents. We don't want a traditional family. We don't want a traditional wife. We don't want a traditional husband. It's causing all this shit. So the ones who are really to blame is the deep state. It's the elite. It's our government, because they want chaos. They don't want peace. And this is one of the reasons why, like, you're getting banned. That's why they got kicked off of YouTube and they had to switch over to Rumble. Man, I'm telling you something. A lot of people, you better start going into Rumble, because a lot of YouTubers, a lot of other people with social media accounts are moving to YouTube. You get to say what you want to say. You get to speak what you want to speak. It's in your face. I mean, it's reality. I mean, it's a mind fuck if you go to Rumble, because it's like, oh, what's up with this? It's like, it's different. It's way different, but it's hardcore. But now I'm kind of seeing where there's certain pages or certain people that are being surveillance, and it makes it harder for their videos to get published or put out because of the new laws, of the new Restrict Act law. It's happening to certain areas, but if it really happens where the Restrict Act law, because it's right under our feet. They're doing some shady stuff to change certain things for this, to cater to this Restrict Act law. But when it does come to effect, if you're going to post anything about the truth and you want to say your shit, or you're a conspiracy theorist, or you have the proof, they do not give a fuck. They will get the police on you. They would arrest you. You would be fined to close to $1 to $2 million. You would spend 20 years in prison going against the state, going against the government, and they will see you as a traitor. What does this all come from? They're getting ready for China to take over the United States. A lot of people don't know this. Like, gee, what's going on? Well, the Rothschilds certain families own the United States, and they're put like a for sale sign. Hey, been there, done that. I'm going to move on. Hey, who wants to buy the United States? What do you think, in a way? You have China, right there. You have, pretty much in a way, Russia, Mexico. You got certain countries that would love to occupy the United States. But the thing is, what they're doing is they're killing it from the inside. The Congress, the Senate, our community, our schools, our social medias. They're really focusing war to the point I see in a foreign invasion. I see China be here in a couple years. Oh yeah, they'll probably be here in 2030 or 2029 if we don't stop it. Because the thing is, the elections is a big must. But you got to remember, it's PSYOPs, divide and conquer. But it's going to take that right president. But the thing is, a lot of people are aiming for Trump, or, as president, or this person, or this president, or he might be a good, like maybe the Kennedy, going after the jabs, or that young Indian president. There has to be some change, but it's something where it's crazy. Like, stuff that I really get censored more is I go after the pedos, the chomos. All these weird laws, the groomings and all. I don't like it. I hate it, but they go after me. you know, there's, is this something where you just, you can't say what you want to say, but when you have people in my DMs and you know who you guys and ladies are, hey, Megan, man, you should post this. Well, how about you post it? No, I want you to post it. Why? Because you're pushing that narrative, you know? But this is the thing. When you have people that instigate and tell you to push it, but they can't do it themselves because they worry about their job. They worry about losing their job. They worry about, you know, their image. They're worried about being canceled and getting the backlash. See, that's the thing. All you guys and ladies go hard on the paints, on the comments, DMs, or whatever, bashing. But when it comes to situations like this, you got, fellas, I'm sorry, you just tuck in your dick. Ladies, you talk a big game, but you shut the fuck up. I mean, you guys and ladies say a lot of shit, but you're just going to let all this shit, you're just going to let them do whatever they want and not speak up because people are worried to be whacked or killed or any other outcome. But I'm telling you, you guys got to stick up for yourself, you know, because there's a lot of people are really going to be depending on us. And, you know, there's platforms out there that are getting demonetized, you know, banned and everything. I'm surprised I'm still around still, because if I got banned on Instagram, people ask me, are you going to make another Instagram? Fuck no, I'm not going to do it. I did my part. And if people don't listen because everyone cares about their fucking ego and shit and care about talking shit to each other or crabs in a bucket or supporting and saying, oh, I live my life in here, whatever. When the shit really hits the fan, when the government takes over and all this crazy shit's happening, I'm just going to tell you guys and ladies, save yourself, save your family, because, you know, you're going to look back and be like, there are certain people who told us the truth and we didn't take those people seriously. And to me, that's why my podcast changed, because I care about you guys and ladies. I want you to be like 1,000 steps ahead, but there's going to be a lot of people who are going to listen, and there's going to be a lot of people who don't, or who don't, you know, pretty much in a way not going to listen. But I just pretty much in a way, I do care. And that's one of the reasons why the transition of the Lombie Social Experiment podcast, I might be not bringing that much guest on, because I want to talk about certain subjects that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But I'm telling you guys and ladies, if just be careful with social media, because you really got to think to yourself, like, shit, I'm holding a beer, I can't really be myself, or I can't dance, or I can't shake my booty, or you do stupid shit, you're going to demonetize. They're going to tell you delete it, or if not, your whole page is deleted. And if you're going to make another page, delete it. Good luck like that, because it's going to be fucking hard. So they're kind of programming us to be good boys, not bad boys. Because of the chaos and everything, at the same time, we have to be in your best behaviors to get to be in that so-called circle of trust with the left. Fuck all that shit. I think it was all whack. It's crazy. And that's also another thing what they're doing, the censorship, because people are coming out with the human trafficking, the stuff what's going on with the UFOs, Antarctica, Hawaii with the laser beam, everything. It's they don't know what to do with it. And also with the Epstein's Island and the Twitter files and everything what's going on in Ukraine and all, it's all being leaked out, and they're trying to do whatever they can to stop people from pushing out the truth, because it's waking up people's eyes. Like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with our government? You know, while we got these corruptions, you know, in our state, in our country, like if you're a traitor, you would be shot to death. You would be killed straight up. But it's like they put us in jail. We do this, we do that. And we had to go to jail. We have to go to prison or pay a hefty fine. But these people, they get to do it every day. They take our taxes. They take this away. They take that away. You're taking our free speech, and they might take our arms. I mean, what are we going to do to defend ourselves? Nothing. It's a new world order. That's how I see it as. So there's a lot of stuff what they're doing is to really shut down everyone from pushing out the truth on social media. That's why they block, or that's why there's sometimes, if it's really bad, because one time I seen this, I have never seen this before on Instagram. This video with Trump saying some crazy shit, like, what? When I try to click on it, because it had over 1 million reposts and this, and it was like, why does that video look all shadowish? And when I try to click on it on that video, because I wanted to repost it, everything started messing up on my iPhone and my iPad. I mean, it was really like, oh my God, I thought I lost my page. And it was going up and down, black and white, black and white, black and white, black and white, going up and down. I'm like, oh shit, I was freaking out for 25 minutes thinking like I lost my fucking page. But that's the thing where they're restricting certain people from posting certain things because they don't want the truth coming out. It sucks. But to me, I'm a very curious person. I want to do research. I want to know what's really going on. But I'm just telling you guys and ladies, we're living in crazy times. But I'm going to take a break right now and I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. So our next topic is, you guys ready for this one? A lot of people are getting censored because of people pushing out the truth of the 5G towers. Now, you ever think of that movie with Roddy Piper? Because it was a classic with John Carpenter. It was called They Lived. That's a classic movie. And I'm going to tell you something. There were people who did experiments. And I was like, what? I say, yeah, man. You say, you got to watch out for these 5G towers. It's like, what do you mean? If you see a 5G tower, and I'm going to tell you before I get to this topic, I want to let you guys and ladies know, this is some serious stuff. This is what the research that I do that no one talks about. These 5G towers that they have like plants that look like fake, like trees and shit like that. Did you know that these 5G towers, and they're going to make another, I don't know if it's going to be a 7 or an 8G tower, but this is the thing. While you and I and everyone else is sleeping at night and we have our phones or our TV or like our electricity on or anything, did you know that the government, the elite, uses these 5G towers? And he focused on a radius of a neighborhood, an inner city neighborhood. Just focus. And what it does is it messes up your phone. It messes up your brain. I've been hearing stories of people sleeping and you would hear like zzz, like something electric, and you can't move your body. So what they're doing is these 5G towers, while we're sleeping, they're pretty much in a way they're messing up our brain. We're getting sick. You know, look what's going on. A lot of people are dying from COVID, you know, strokes, blood clots and everything. Even I get worried like, fuck, man. It's like they really went after the inner city people. And this is one of the things what I heard. And I'm sorry to say this. The situation that happened in Maui, and even me talking about this, I get creeped out. The situations that happened in Maui about the fires, laser beam, you know, the direct energy weapon. They're doing that to our own people. It's almost like in a way like this. When you think of the movie Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone and with Wesley Snipes, but also the movie with the Avengers where they went to destroy one of the ships up there that were going to kill a lot of people on the ground with their laser beams and all. That's what they're doing. They're trying to clean up the city, try to kill much people as they can. Then, after the chaos is done, they regroup, they start over, and they rebuild from killing us all. What do you think in a way when you hear stories about FEMA, like all this crap going on, where I hear stories of like, 1,000, 2,000 kids are missing, and there's a whole bunch of people that FEMA buried in a field of all these bodies that no one talks about. And look what's going on with the 5G towers, but also look what's going on with the fires in Canada. Like, if you post certain things, you would be banned. You would be in jail. So there's a lot of things that they're not letting us put out because, yo, like, this guy is putting all this crazy shit and people are like, what the fuck is all this? And it spreads out like wildfire. So that's the thing about that 5G, everyone. You got to be careful because when you're sleeping, if I were you, man, it's like having a phone, you're going to die anyway. We're all going to die because the thing is, the iPhone is like when you do like a like you want to check your iPhone, your microwave, like the static, you know, when you want to test for nuclear stuff, it's like, oh shit, the radar is going up, like all that. It's like, that's what happens when you put your phone in your pocket. You're going to get cancer in your leg. You're on your phone, you know, doing this. You're having headaches, stomach ache, you know, like it's just, you're having your phone with you every day. And so this is one of the things you just got to be careful when you have your phone in your pocket, or shut your phone off when you're done. You got to, you know, because a lot of people don't know, like, well, man, how come I have cancer here? How come I have cancer in my leg? Why am I cancer here? Like, it's always, you have it in our pockets. Oh shit, I have to amputate my arm. Why? Because I was holding my phone too much and it had all this weird stuff, like the chemicals and everything. Yeah, I'm just telling you, I'm not trying to make you guys and ladies paranoid. There's just things where the guy was doing certain things because he knew, like, let me check out this 5G. And all of a sudden, this will always happen from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. They turn the 5G on, focus on a radius, get people sick and die. Less people, cool. We don't have to give low-income people or money to this. They're just trying to do whatever they can to kill us, to, you know, to the depopulation can get down and down and down. But the thing is, if you do that, it changes on a lot of things where it makes a lot of people paranoid. You get scared, and it's something where it's like you really want to dig for more research. But sometimes in a way, it's like there's things, and I'll tell you guys and ladies, I wish in a way there was stuff that I never saw. Because the stuff, the pictures, the images, the videos that I saw, that it will change our country, it will change our world, it would forever haunt me. And it's something where it's like, man, how come a lot of you guys and ladies don't even know these situations? I mean, you guys and ladies make fun of it or hear or get for clout and all that, man. I'm just telling you guys and ladies, man, you need to wake up. There's going to be some crazy stuff that's going to happen this year and next year, and it's not going to be pretty. It's going to get worse. Even the banks. I mean, fuck, man. I can't even pull certain things about banks because they're in on it as well. It's just something where I just feel like it just makes us feel like we want to say what we want to say, but we're taking a chance. Like, is this the day my account gets deleted? Is this the day we lose our free speech? You gotta really think about that. And is this something where, man, dude, it's just, I wish I could say more. And now there's another rumor saying, oh yeah, we're gonna have a shower. We're not gonna have Wi-Fi. It's gonna shut everything out. I know why they're doing that for, because they're trying to get ready for the elections. I hate to regurgitate, but they're getting ready for the elections. They do not want the right to win. If the left wins, we are fucked. The country is done. All y'all motherfuckers who voted for that piece of shit, the left, you just fucked yourself. Oh yeah, I did my part. No, you did a lot of crazy things. And also, all these weird laws, like, this is one of the things when the COVID lockdowns happened, they were doing their strategy. We're going to make it more harder. We're going to go hard on the kids. We're going to anything they can do to take our kids away. Oh, and also there is a story I found out, which I got censored for like almost a month. There was a senator and a husband that got killed for exposing Child Protective Services. Oh, yeah. Because they're into human trafficking. And also, I was going to do an episode talking about autism. Because the thing is, the elite, the families, because if we're too overpopulated, they go after the ones who are like immigrants, low income, middle class. We're going to give you all this help and everything. We're going to give you all this baby food, WIC, you know, Enfamil, all this, not knowing that all this foods that you're giving to your kids is they're only focused on certain kids, blacks, Asians, you know, low income whites, Hispanics, because they're giving them poison that there is, you know, some of these foods that you're giving is to sterilize, to stop the population from growing, and also these chemicals that they put into the foods to give to the babies, that you will get autism. Straight up. That's why, in a way, I feel like when you start knowing about the truth and you post it, like in 10 seconds, a minute, you know, they'll delete it. I'll give you an example. Well, every time I post a video or a picture, I don't know if you guys know this. Each time I post a picture, it takes about 15 minutes. It buffers a lot because it's want to make sure it's cool. You're not waking up the people. Even with my post, like if I post a picture, I say about 25 minutes. It takes forever. It's been like that with my Twitter. It's been like that with Rumble. I mean, anything. But that's how censored I am. I mean, look, I'm more neutral. There's one thing about my page that I do not do is push it in your face. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You can say what you want to say. You know, these are conversations we need to have. But at the same time, for you guys and ladies, you have to be careful of what you say, because my page could get deleted as well. That's why I always say, hey, don't say this. Keep the cussing down. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. Because, yeah, you want to say what you want to say. You want to have your voice or say what you want to feel. Okay, instead of you talking your crap, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you fucking repost my video? Repost my picture? Give me a lot of reposts. I'm not doing it for clout. Doing it for like, yo, who's this guy? Who is he talking about? Oh, I like this. Ooh, it's going to spread like wildfire. I hate it when people bash and talk shit to each other. Fuck that. We should be supporting each other, because we're living in the last days. We're living in crazy times. And I just feel like when this lockdown will come into effect, I want to say this, it's a little sensitive for me about this subject, when you talk about mental health, and I know there's going to be a lot of people are going to die, and I'm just going to be just straight up with you. There's going to be a lot of people are going to die from mental health. And this is one of the reasons why 3 years ago, I really wanted to have my mind on check, because I felt something like we might go through another lockdown again. And I don't want to be like those people who get crazy and commit suicide or do drugs, or and they're just in a worser place. That's why I need to have my mind in balance. I need to be more prepared. And that's what I've been doing. I don't care about the naysayers or the haters or people who hate on me. Or I don't give a care about that stuff no more. My main focus is pushing out the truth. My main focus is saving people's lives. My main focus is leaving a legacy that I did something good for the people. I'll tell you this. My mom called and she said, you know, Stephen, I'm proud of you. It took me time because I was stubborn, but I'm proud of you. And I told my mom, why are you proud of me for? You know, you always been a hard ass to me. You always been a fucking dick to me. So why are you proud of me? Because I'm always 100 with my mom and my dad. This is how I talk, because, you know, you hear it from, you know, I don't want to hear the kumbaya, like, motivation. Just give me the real situation. Give me the real talk. Tell me how you feel. Because you see things different. And she told me, like, I should have been more as a mother to you. I had my burden. And I told my mom this. You know, past is the past. You know, we need to focus on the present and the future. Whatever situations you had, you know, with you and my dad, you know, that's it. And I know why you were being hard on me. Because when you saw my face, you saw my dad. And I understand that. But the thing is, I don't care about that stuff. I care about, you know what, maybe this is my calling to push out the truth. And that's what mom says. That's where I'm proud of you. Because you're putting your neck on the line, even though you're a family man, but you're putting your neck on the line Because you care. I always did care. Cared about a lot of people. And even those people, if I don't get credit when credit's due or whatever, that's how I am. That's how you brought up. And, you know, to me, I'm way beyond, like, if people listen to my podcast or not. I'm way beyond the clouds or the views. I just want people to know, like, yo, this is what's going on. And I just want to save lives. That's it. Everyone is entitled to their own opinions. Everyone can do what they want with their own podcast and everything. But, you know, I just want to put out a good episode and do a lot of research. And just for you guys and ladies, again, just to wake up. I mean, I feel like now every episode to me is getting harder and harder because, you know, I don't want to regurgitate, but at the same time, I want to talk about certain topics that no other podcast is talking about because people are doing reactions, people talking about the same old shit. I don't want to be like that. I want to be different. So, I hope this episode, you know, change your opinion on what you see on social media. I hope it saved your lives in a certain way. I hope it makes sense. If you have any questions or anything, just DM me at the Lombie Social Experiment Podcast or my personal page at MegaMan6980. I hope you like this episode. I don't know. I just kind of feel like this episode is very overwhelming for me because it sucks that we cannot be ourselves. And I want to be me. I want to stay true to me, but I can't because the system, the elite, you know, they're programming to be something that we are not. And I don't want to be as a robot. I want to be me for me. So, hope you like this episode. And, please rate, review on Apple Podcasts. Leave some stars on Spotify. I have a very special episode coming out next week. It's a conspiracy talks episode. It's gonna be 3 hours long, and the subject is Antarctica. Because I know a lot of people are asking, "Where you gonna put the Antarctica episode?" Then that's a very special episode, everyone. And I'm going to be doing a mental awareness episode. And the subject will be suicide. I think that's going to be a very deep subject because it needs to be heard. I need to talk about it. And, you know, I want to also talk about what I learned from the lockdowns. Because if we're going to be in the lockdowns for the second time, I want to talk to you guys and ladies of what I've been through in the lockdowns, how those 3 years changed my life for the best. I don't want to say it in a like, oh, what are you praising? Like, no, if you know, you know. But it changed my life, good and bad and the ugly. But it just really, really sharpened my mind where I see things very different, everyone. Very different. All right. Talk to you guys later. Till next time. Mega Man's out.